When implementing or upgrading software, system disruptions usually take place in the first 60 days of the go-live. Such disruptions obviously have a negative impact on operations and require a manual fix. But how can one avoid these disruptions before they occur? Is it a simple matter of performing best practices? Hi, I'm Matt Perkins, Assistant Editor for SearchSAP.com. I'm here today with Eric Kimberling, President and Founder of the ERP consulting firm Panorama Consulting Group, to talk about the challenges disruptions can impose during an SAP implementation or an upgrade, and in particular, how to deal with or avoid them altogether. Eric has 15 years of ERP consulting experience at large firms, including PricewaterhouseCoopers. He is knowledgeable in ERP software selection, ERP organizational change, and ERP implementation project management. Panorama works with mid-sized manufacturing, distribution, consumer product, and pharmaceutical companies in North America and Europe. Eric, the first thing I'd like to ask you today is, in terms of disruptions during an implementation or an upgrade, is this a common problem with the most recent round of upgrades to ECC 6.0?
Yeah, it's a good question. I would argue that it's a problem with any type of migration to a new version of the software. But especially with ECC 6.0, it's a much more robust offering. SAP has added quite a bit of new functionality that the older versions didn't handle. And while it may provide technological advances and functional advancements over older versions of SAP, it's important to bring the people in the organization along with that. So, you know, one thing we've noticed is that companies who are already on SAP, who already feel like they've gone through that implementation process, they've already trained people on the system, they may spend a little bit less time or think they need to spend a little bit less time educating people on the newer version, on 6.0, because they're already SAP users. So it's important not to forget that it is a more robust package. It has richer functionality, new business process workflows within that. So it's important to bring the people in the organization along with the software.
And now, what are the most common types of system disruptions during an SAP upgrade?
Well, there's a few. You know, the most dramatic or the most drastic ones are related to not being able to ship product if you're a manufacturing or distribution company. And that's obviously very disruptive. If you can't ship product, you're probably not generating revenue. That's a pretty, again, a dramatic version. That's one side of the spectrum. But, you know, in more of a gray area, there's other things that can be a disruption, like not being able to close the books on time or taking, you know, several weeks to close out a period end. So there's a number of things that can go wrong or that can cause a disruption, but the key there is, you know, defining what your business processes are and making sure you've fully tested the business processes in advance so those types of disruptions don't happen.
Okay. And now when they do happen, I mean, what are some of the steps that IT can take to avoid them from happening in the first place?
Well, some of it is related to, there are things that IT can do to avoid some of the problems, but a lot of the things that we'll talk about here in a second are not related to IT. But in terms of what IT can do, obviously making sure the software itself is functioning appropriately, making sure that the software is configured and customized to meet the business requirements, that's the biggest thing IT can do. But I would argue that IT actually, you know, they probably have the easiest job in the whole upgrade. The technical part of it usually isn't the problem. It's usually related to some of the business process and the organizational issues that create some of these disruptions and risks with an upgrade. So, you know, for example, not having, like I mentioned earlier, not having well-defined business processes or workflows mapped out, not training people on what those new processes and workflows look like, not having security profiles established appropriately. Those are things that aren't necessarily related to the IT department per se. It might be, you know, subject matter experts or people from the business that are managing that part of the project, but they're just as important, if not more important, than the things that IT can do to help minimize some of those disruptions.
Now, one of your recent studies showed that SAP implementations cause the least amount of disruption to business versus competitors such as Oracle and Microsoft. Can you elaborate on this at all?
Sure. Well, I think there's a couple things that factor into that, and this is just speculation to some degree based on, you know, some of the results, qualitative results we gathered from the benchmark study we performed. But I think a big reason for that lower risk is because, quite frankly, SAP is such a powerful package. It's so robust and so flexible that it almost forces organizations, as painful as it may be, it forces organizations to to make sure that the software is configured and it's set up correctly before you go live, because otherwise, you know, there's just nothing to go live with. So I think the fact that the software is so powerful and flexible, it can actually make the implementation more difficult at times, or more painful, I should say. But once you've gone through that and the software is defined and established, and it's also well integrated, that's the other, I guess, advantage of SAP, is that it is a well integrated solution. Once it's all set up and in place, some of the predefined workflows and processes that have been established generally will help minimize some of that risk. So I think that's a big part of it, is because, with other systems that perhaps, you know, might be a little bit easier to implement or a little bit less flexible, or, you know, a little bit less flexible, might create the illusion that the software is implemented easily, but can create disruptions later on because people don't know how to use the software. They haven't brought, you know, they haven't been trained appropriately. So I think that's the main reason, is because of its flexibility and robust nature.
Are there any products that can alleviate these quote-unquote disruption headaches when they occur?
Well, there's a couple things that can be considered. Solution Manager is a good product to kind of manage all the business requirements and the business process workflows, and some of the things we talked about that are important to an effective implementation, training materials, organizational change materials, security profiles, all those sorts of things can be managed well in Solution Manager. So that's one tool. Another product that can be used, our tools, training development tools like the RWD product, InfoPack, for example. RWD has a product called InfoPack that kind of accelerates the development of training materials. It accelerates the development of business process workflows. So that's a tool that can help not only provide the deliverables that are necessary to reduce those disruptions, but also do so at an accelerated pace. The one thing I would conclude with, or just to reiterate with an SAP upgrade, is that it's important to look at not just the technology aspects of migrating to the new version of 6.0, but it's just as important, if not more important, to look at some of the business process, the organizational change management issues. Those are two areas that often get overlooked, especially during an upgrade, because, like I said, it, in people's minds, it's relatively simple to do an upgrade versus an entire replacement of your ERP system. So that's a trap you want to make sure you don't fall into, of just assuming that it's going to be easy from a people and process perspective. So just making sure that you don't overlook those two areas, to make sure you cover all three areas of process, people, and technology. That's really key to any successful SAP upgrade.
All right. Well, great. You know, I really appreciate your time today, and it's good to hear your view on this. So thanks again.
All right. Thank you, man.